If you look west from the summit of Welch or Dickey Mountain, you might see the small white smile on the distant cliff across the valley. In fact, the swoop of granite and mortar is a man-made wall, a grand terrace, as described by the man who made it, single-handedly, stone by stone, over the course of many years. Lance Keene.
The Grand Terrace is 116 feet long and 14 feet high in the middle. And it's in a big semicircle out on the cliff face.
As it happens, there's a little bit of a castle situation going on here in Thornton. To make it less likely, more edgy and a little higher in the air, it's a castle on a cliff situation.
Now you can see we're coming out on the cliff face here. When I just stepped out onto this cliff face 13, 14 years ago, it just took my breath away. And still, every single time I come out here, I have the same feeling. I look at this view and I say, oh my God, this is incredible. This is the coolest place in the world.
To some, the perfect spot for a picnic. To others, or maybe just to Lance, it's the perfect spot to build a castle.
Well, you know, when I explain this project to people, a lot of people just don't understand it. I think a castle, you know. But what I found a better way to explain it over the years is I tell people, this is my lifelong art project. And when I put it in that context, they, oh, you're an artist. Okay, so then it seems to make sense to people.
As we walk the muddy switchbacks, Lance is cut against the mountain so the building trucks can get to the site. He tells me about the origins of his castle dream.
I was a soldier in the army, and I was stationed in Germany. One of the popular things to do is to go out and visit castles on the weekend. So I really love the style of the castles. There's some permanence. There's something special about stone.
After the army, and feeling somewhat adrift, Lance set down on paper three things he wanted for his life.
The goals were move back to New Hampshire where I grew up. I'm originally from Laconia. Find the woman of my dreams, settle down and start a family, and build a medieval stone castle.
What's eccentric there is pretty obvious. But what's common, almost universal, hides a little below the zigzag of castle making. Because this is just Lance's version of the white picket fence and the heart-shaped shutters. All his goals circle the same thing, each one a different way of saying home.
Were you shy about sharing the fact that you were doing this for a while?
I was. Yes, for the first 5 years, I was a closet stonemason. I didn't tell people about this. It was kind of my little secret passion. But then I became more open. I guess it was, fear of failure. And so something that happens that people don't tell others about such a project, because if they fail to do it, then they have to tell all their friends that they failed. So I was a victim of that. But then I decided, I'm doing this. I'm really, really going to do this.
Lance lives in nearby Campton for now. He's married with two young girls and owns a small software company. The stony and medieval action of his third goal is well underway. He's got a builder and a construction team, and the lower and main terrace are complete.
I've been working on this for many years, and people always ask me, so when are you going to be done? And I say, that's the wrong question, because this is my lifelong art project. I will never be done. The more important question is, when can you move in? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we'll be doing next year. If everything goes to plan, we hope to be in here by snowfall of next year.
After the frame is up and the family moves in, Lance will begin to add stone to the long walls and round turrets. From one perspective, it will be a home, and Lance will be a homeowner with a mortgage to pay. But it will also be a castle, and he will be the king. He may never issue royal proclamations, or wear a crown, or sit upon anything but a normal kitchen chair. But regardless, it's the castle on the ground that will count. And so, long live the king. For word of mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.